Hi, this is the Next Chapter Emptiness podcast, and I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. This podcast is for those of us who want to prepare for the empty nest in a positive way, for those who want to make it a fun and exciting time. Join us for interviews of others who tell us about their empty nest story or who have different and inspiring stories to share. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the same name, Next Chapter Empty Nest. This is a community for us to support one another on this new adventure. Let's discover now what we want to do in this new chapter of our lives. We are just getting started. Hi, thanks for joining me today. I'm so glad that you're here. Today we have Nicole Williams as our guest. She is the sweetest person ever, like just the kindest heart that you ever could meet. She's just lovely. And I met her, as I have many of the people that I've interviewed, in the Made to Do This program that I did that was given by Kathy Heller. And a lot of us met and we stayed connected. I always think people are going to think we're in some kind of a cult because we talk about it all the time. But we're just so thankful for having taken the course and learned so much and met so many fascinating people. And we all grew so much during that time. So it was really a beautiful time and met so many people. And she doesn't offer it now, unfortunately, but she does offer other courses. So it's something to look into. If not her, then someone else. But anyways, that's where I met Nicole. And Nicole shares with us today how she got her dream job of working from home so she could be home with her kids, and how she created her online community, and also what she's planning to do when she has her empty nest. So take a listen. And today we have Nicole Williams with us, and she has a ton of things going on with her, and I can't wait for her to share them with us. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome. Well, welcome. Thank you for welcoming me.
Yes. You're welcome. For welcoming you.
So honored to be here. So honored to be here. I love, love, love your podcast. I just love being around you. We have some of the same circles that we are in. And thank you. Just so thankful for you.
Aw, thank you. Yes, you are so positive and so sweet. So I'm just like thrilled for you to be here and honored that you're here. So tell us about yourself and what you do. You're preparing for an empty nest.
I am a single mama, a thankful single mama. And I have two girls. One is Lainey, and she's a junior in high school. And then my other is Caitlin, and she is, I guess she is a, sophomore? Second year. Mm-hmm. A sophomore in college. And I am just so proud of both of them, especially all this happening, like with the pandemic going on, because Caitlin was a graduate of 2020. And that's when everything was shut down, and, and we're just so saddened by the world, but she was like, I missed my prom, of course. I'm like, you should have gone to the junior prom. I tried to get you to go there. There you go. Listen to your mama. No, just kidding. But, so many of like the activities, but it was really cool, cause they couldn't walk in person, but her high school did a lot of collaboration and with the students and the parents, and they did separate videos, like each like household did, and they put it together on a video. So it was really cool. They got to, like she had her cap and gown, and then it was like a, maybe like a 30 second, throws it up, congratulations, it's Caitlin Williams, so it's really cool. Like things like that were really nice, but yeah, she is taking online classes, at, Ivy Tech Community College. Can't speak.
Nice.
And she started out accounting, degree, but she is going for education. So accounting is kind of cool, 'cause that was like her dad's footsteps, but, she has found that she, loves the education and the teaching, children, and probably focusing on like the kindergarten through sixth grade.
Oh, so nice.
I'm so excited for her.
Yeah. My, oldest is in college, her first year of college, and she's taking accounting
this semester.
And she is like, it is so much harder than I ever thought it would be. It's not just adding and subtracting.
Oh my gosh. In my college. Okay. This is a bit of information, friends. When you're in college, you're taking any kind of, well, this has to do specifically, I'll say, with the accounting class, because that was my experience. And the teacher, after, you know, you sign up for the class and everything. And remember, it was a big lecture hall, and the teacher wrote the book. Okay. So usually you think that's a good thing, right? In this day and age, you know, we take programs by Kathy Heller, you know, she has the great book, you know, it's a little bit different.
Right.
In college, because I can remember all of us just struggled, and they had the after class hours, and he was not a nice fella. He would just be like, well, it's in the book. Did you read the book? You know, you know, back then, you know, we're just like, yes, you know, kind of like afraid to ask, okay, you know, I'll just take this book with me and I'll give it another look.
Right. Oh, I must have skipped that part. It must have been that.
But
that one part though, not the whole book.
Exactly. So gosh, that was just crazy. I did end up dropping that class, which I was so relieved, because that I was like a business major, and then I pivoted to psychology and English, which those my passions with the education. So yeah. So kudos to your daughter and all those taking the accounting classes. Ask questions.
That's right. And so you work from home, right? You worked corporate before?
I did. Yes. Yeah. I worked corporate. I've worked like over 10 years for General Electric appliances, the appliances that like kitchen appliances and
really
like for your kitchen back in Louisville, Kentucky. And that's where I met my husband. I'm actually a Jersey girl, but we're practically neighbors.
Right.
I lived in like Northern Jersey. I don't know if you've ever heard of like Livingston or the Oranges or Montclair or anything like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Such a small world.
We've been to Jersey a couple times.
Yay. So my dad had relocated to a couple different places with his job. And so we're from Jersey. We've lived in Georgia. We've lived in Kentucky. So that's where I met my hubby, had our family. And we moved to Indiana, actually Noblesville, Indiana. Never heard of Noblesville, but, you know, totally supportive of my my then husband and his new career, which was accounting and the CPA and all that. And, but then 2 years later, we were divorced, but it actually, one of the best things that could have happened, but kind of difficult on the family, but, I just didn't want my girls growing up, you know, with all that negativity and, and stuff. So when I lived in, what's the question? So
that's okay. Go on.
Where am I?
We'll get back to it.
So in Kentucky, I had worked in the office park for General Electric Appliances, kind of started in the customer service, answering the customer service calls, you know, it was like 90, like a day. But then got promoted to, you know, pricing, billing. But so when we moved up here, Caitlin was going into kindergarten and Lainey was a little bit, maybe over around two, maybe one and a half, two. And I don't know if you've ever felt this, but boy, it hit me when we moved up here. It was just like, I just wanted to be with the girls, you know, I just wanted to, oh my gosh. So, but unfortunately life wasn't ready for that yet for us. So he had his dream job. And the funny thing is he had told me we were only like an hour away from Kentucky. It was more like two and a half, you know, you're just like, okay, whatever. But it was really nice because I was a Tupperware salesperson. I got to do that, which was a lot of fun. And that was a crucial time because that's when I met a key person in me working from home is Jennifer Johnson. It was at one of the, I don't know if y'all have farm markets farmers markets up mm-hmm. there, like in the summer.
Yes.
Usually here, it's just for people that make their products, they make their soap, they grow their veggies. But one time a month, they invited, you know, any type of a vendor. So that would be me uh-huh. and my Tupperware. And that's where I met Jennifer Johnson. And it was just wonderful. It would be one of the many times that she and I would cross paths, you know, where it was just like, you know, we'd have fun, we'd see each other, you know, and then another phase of life would go on, you know, and yep. then we would run into each other again. So, but through that time, I, after my divorce, I was divorced in 2008. And one of the next best things from being a stay-at-home mom with your kiddos is working as a teacher in a preschool where your kiddos are. And mm-hmm. And it was interesting. You couldn't work in the same class as them. And I'm kind of, it was probably better because Lainey and I, you know, Caitlin and I, we'd be inseparable, you know.
Right.
So you can't really work with a toddler hanging on to
your leg. Right. The same.
but it was so much fun. My specialty was 1.5 to 3 years old. Oh. And oh, I just loved it. I loved it. You know, I got to see, you know, when Lainey was younger, so she was in other classes and I got to visit her and, you know, it's just, I'm hitting this over my, you all can't see, but I'm knocking my ears. My wires all over the place. And then Caitlin, I would see before school and after school. So mm-hmm. they would, you know, so I taught for 7 years. I'm sorry, this is Tupper. Y'all can't see. She's my office assistant.
Yes.
She says hello.
Kitty cat joining us for the podcast.
Black cat, happy cat right now. We'll leave her happy. But she's my redecorator. You might hear something slapping around in a moment, but she thinks the stapler belongs on the floor and, you know, things like that. But so I was a teacher. And then when the girls got old enough, I went back in the corporate world and worked in light bulb companies. I did claims and customer service. But it was the Sunday right before COVID. Of course, we didn't know COVID was going to hit us. Mm-hmm. It was a Saturday night before the Sunday that particularly I just was like, my job just wasn't for me. It just was very demanding. We were out of stock of a lot of stuff. I was back to customer service, helping out. We were short staffed. We didn't have answers, you know, to give the people calling right. and the customers. And it was so hard. So I went to a church I had only been to one time a year ago from my friend Kathy, and not Kathy Heller,
right?
My other friend. but Lainey and I, my youngest and I, went there on a Saturday night, and I'm like, I just want to say thank you to God. I just want to, you know, you can pray wherever, right? But I just really wanted to say thank you and for our blessings. And if he could lead me, no, you pray for other people. And then I asked him to lead me to someone that maybe I could help, or they can help me, you know, just do something different, because this is not working. The stress, the blood pressure, you know, it was just hard hours. So ironically, we go inside and one of the first people I see is Jennifer Johnson, who I had met so many times. And we were just like, I know you. It probably had been a couple years since we had run into each other. Mm-hmm. And I just always pictured her doing what you're doing, Brenda, the podcast, because like you, she's just so nice, so friendly, so full of information, and loves to like help people. And I remember as we were talking, she was like, me, podcast? She's like, no. But it was funny, you know, and I'm like, yeah. And and then we're like, okay, we're going to meet for iced tea, you know, and we kept it. We met 3 weeks later at a Panera Bread, and we sat down, and I remember she had all this paperwork, and she was telling me that since 10 years before, she was, she had 14 networking groups, you know, and the way she says it, she's just like, yeah, I've got 14 networking groups, you know, very humble, very low key. And I'm like, wow, you know, and I'm like, what is even a networking group? What is that? And she's just like, in different cities, you know, different cities around Indiana, you know, whether it's, Noblesville, Westfield, Carmel. And what it is that she helps like people form like a certain group where you have, and they're called inclusive. So you have like representation of one realtor, one lawyer, one color street person, I don't know if you've ever seen the color, you know, and that way there's no competition. And the idea is to build relationships so you can give genuine referrals, and you meet once a week at the same place and you support each other and you have guests and you give back, which is so huge that they do that. They support many different nonprofits. So she's telling me all this and I'm like, wow, this is so great. And I'm like, how can I help? Because really, you know, I just was just thinking, what, you know, can I help with something? Because at that same time, I had been on a waiting list for a blogging class. I don't know if you've ever heard of Ruth Sukup in the Elite Blog Academy.
I have heard of it. Oh my gosh, maybe some of our listeners haven't, but you know, I look for stuff, that kind of stuff sometimes.
Recommend. She has an amazing Made to Do This podcast. I hope it's okay mentioning another podcast on the podcast. And hers is just giving you courage to break past that fear. And one of the amazing things, which I'm going to show you the book, but you know, the viewers can't see it. One of her episodes, she has The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, this guy. Uh-huh. A survivor of like, God, he was like only like 20, maybe young 20s, horrific car accident. I mean, one of those where he should not have survived, like so badly beaten up and injured, but he did. And then he explains all of that. And then he explains, he went through a great, like severe depression. And then, but what got him, one of his buddies was like, just try when he was doing a lot better, and recovered, just go for a jog, go for a run. It'll clear your mind. And, you know, and like me, I don't like exercising, but walking is my jam. I can walk.
And me too.
Yay! We should go walking sometime and do a Zoom live and walk or something. But, you know, he ran and it was early in the morning and somehow it came to him. What if you got up a little early? You know, a lot of us, and especially me, I used to tend to stay up late, get up a little bit early, and because I'm all about my girls, everything, you know, you got to do all things, get them ready, get their lunches, get, you know, dinner, blah, 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 the cats work, you know. But what if you got up, you know, so his whole thing is get up an hour early and just divide that hour into 10 minutes, like 10 minutes of reading your favorite book, you know, could be a personal development, 10 minutes if you want to sit in quiet prayer, if you want to do prayers, 10 minutes of exercise, which I think is key. 10 minutes of walking in the morning. I can do that.
Right.
So, and he has other suggestions and I did that for a while, but then I found, okay, half an hour would be better. I could do more, stay committed in half hour. And then community, something was missing in the morning. Something was, and during the pandemic, so Jennifer Johnson introduced me to the podcast of Kathy Heller, the Made to Do This, or I don't know if that's what that was called back then.
Don't keep your day job.
Don't quit your day job. Don't keep your day job.
Right.
And so by then I had started the Elite Blog Academy in March of 2020. Mm-hmm. And then I was working through that. I got stuck. And then I was listening to Kathy Heller's podcast, and then she had a challenge, a 5-day challenge. Mm-hmm. And then I took the leap of faith, a little money squirreled away, girl's blessing, nudge. And they were like, just mind, you gotta do this. We feel really good about this, you know? And, I did that. And from that, she had given us a challenge, Kathy Heller in the group. I got online and I called it, Start Your Week. And it was just, a half hour on a Monday, where I would just invite whoever would like to come. You know, it's still going on. It stopped for a little bit, and then it's going on, and it's free. And it's like, we do a guided meditation. The idea is to kind of give you some motivation for the morning, you know, kindness. We're a group of like-minded people, and you know, it's my way of giving you like a warm hug and sending you off for the day. In my childhood, I didn't have a lot of that, so there were some big, you know, I dysfunction junction. I don't know how else to. But and then when I was a teacher, you know, it was so cool because there were two shifts. There was a 7 to 6, and then there was the 7 to 6, and then the teacher had one day off, and then mine was 8 to 5. So I would be the second teacher in, and I would open that door, and the little ones, they would just come running and get a hug. And if kids came in after me, I would make sure they would get a hug. And then as they all left, I'd make sure they get a hug. And then if I left before them, I'd give them, just because you don't know what goes on. You know, you don't know if they get the hugs, if they, you know, I just learned so much. So I know I'm blabbing, that even answer the question.
You're all over the place.
But that's so sweet about the hugs. My daughter, it just reminded me of, my daughter was with a friend one time, and her, I don't know if she was leaving, they were dropping her off somewhere, or if she was leaving with the friend, and, it was a single dad, and he was taking them somewhere, and he was like, okay, love you guys. And he was like, oh, I just say I love you to everybody, just because, to all her friends, because he doesn't know if they hear it, you know.
I love that.
You know, she gets it at home, but it's just so nice to get extra, you know. There's nothing wrong with that, that's for sure.
Oh, sweet. I love that. I love how he thinks of others.
Yeah, that was just so cute. So
I love it.
So that's so sweet that you did that. So,
well, thank you.
And so anyway, so you were teaching, and then you met Jennifer, and then learned about the TRR networking that she created.
Yeah. So it was fun. So from the podcast, she was like, well, I have members, and you know, we talked about, wouldn't it be a great idea? So instead of a podcast, we call it a video cast, and where we wouldn't, you know, we'd set aside like Fridays for 1 hour. And it's so amazing because here we are with Zoom, right? We just schedule them on Zoom. We had questions we collaborated on, and you know, so she would like, say she would invite So we started with Dawn Evans Casey, which I don't know if you've met yet. She has, she comes a lot on the Start Your Week. And
I know the name. I can't picture, but I know
the
name.
Reason why I do it, if she's listening. So let's just say Dawn was our first one. And actually it's so cool because Dawn has given us input, and it's not, I say Jennifer and me, but it's not, it's like Jennifer, Dawn, and me. So we get to like interview, and it's like, you give like, kind of like this, where you, you know, and you ask them questions, and it's all about them. And it's a way to celebrate them and showcase them. So it's just fun. And it's so fun. So Jennifer has a website, TTRnetworking.com. And then there's a section called, I think it's called video casts, but, and then you can see all the ones. And like, if you start with the very first one, the old ones are just so funny because there's so much banter between us. Mm-hmm. And I remember we would feel bad because, you know, our guest is waiting,
right?
You know, so I think around the 6th or the 7th, we got some constructive criticism, feedback that we needed. And we're like, and we're right to our guest. but that's how you learn. That's how you evolve.
Yeah.
And, but the funny thing is, when Jennifer and I were planning it, and we did like a test one where it was just us talk, just me and her, I was just so excited. You know, we talked about setting it up and the questions. I didn't realize I was going to be on it. And, you know, I just thought it was just going to be her, you know, I'm going to be your cheerleader in the talk and everything. And she's like, oh no, you're part of this. And I remember I was a deer in headlights. I was so scared, Brenda. I was like, oh no. They don't want me on there. I am a mess. I'm a, you know, so what you see here is because of friends like Jennifer, because of friends like you, Miss Brenda, friends, you know, that we've met in these past 2 years with the Blogging Academy, with the Kathy Heller thing. Otherwise, I was that person, meetings in person at the light bulb company, I'd be all the way in the back. And I'd be like,
right.
I'm just here. You don't see me. I'm here. And I'm taking notes. You know, like that, you know, so it's like the confidence. But I think with the confidence is that we get to do what we love. You know, my heart really wasn't in the light bulbs. You know,
right,
it wasn't
right.
really, but I love to help people, you know, I love to collaborate. So with Jennifer, so, you know, I volunteered, you know, helped her with some stuff. Well, then she hired me on, as a part-timer nice. And to help her post on social media. We talk several times a week, you know, we've come up with so many fun things for her business and
nice.
So it's just exciting. So.
And so your prayers were answered. That's like so cool.
Weird. I mean, I prayed so hard. And I mean, there she was, you know, and even now we're like, all the times we ran into each other, you know, craziest places. One of the places, this is great. Like 4 years ago, okay, I lived in another apartment. And so now I'm in Westfield, but I was in Noblesville. And she, you know, and my girls were with me and we ran home. We weren't supposed to be home at that time. We were supposed to be somewhere, but somebody forgot something. At the time we pulled in, this other car pulls in like right next to us and Jennifer and her hubby get out. And I'm like, I know you, you know, that again. And it was so funny. It turns out she was doing a final walkthrough. So I lived here. So we'll say I lived here. Okay. I lived here. The back apartment of mine, one of her daughters lived, which I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I really hadn't ever seen anybody that day. The daughter was just finished with the walkthrough and they were leaving to turn their keys in. I'm like, how crazy funny. Is that?
Yeah.
How can I not see? I don't know. So that's a sign. If that's not a sign, I, you know.
Right. Right.
In church, so I'm so thankful. So thankful.
That's so cool. So the TRR networking, now it used to be, is it still like have different cities, different networking groups in each city?
She's evolved. It's mostly in Indiana, but now the Southside Networking, but it's global, you know, so it's, you know, there's a Tuesday night one that Dawn Evans Casey is the leader of. It's a 6 p.m. Eastern, and that is global. I mean, you've got in my group, I've got people from Ohio. I've got, we've had Louisa, our friend from Canada has visited, Anna Rondina from the UK has visited, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Zoom. I mean, you know.
I know,
it's amazing. It's amazing. So she is growing, you know. And the thing is, you know, she might have one that maybe didn't work, you know, one group that didn't work out. I tell you, another one just pops right up.
Oh, wow. Know?
And yeah. It's all because she loves connecting people with other people and connections and so much fun.
Oh, that's so cool. And so online, is it the TTRnetworking.com? Like, can anybody join then?
Anybody can join. There's like two visits, like you can do two free visits to your group and see how it is. But if you want to join, it's like $30 a month, I think, but it is so worth it. There are weekly meetings. There are like events like TTR Presents that are free that you can kind of go to and learn things. Like we have one coming up on February 17th that is finding your financial footprint. And that one is so cool. It's by Bryn in Dawn's group that I was telling about. Bryn is in insurance and then Robert is in mortgage. So they've teamed up to give just advice that not the normal advice you get, you know, and it's just ideas and stuff. So I can share that link with you if you'd like. And
sure. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. Yay.
And we'll share it with others because I, you know, my big thing is to get information out there for those that are empty nesters or preparing for an empty nest. Like that, there's other empty nest groups on Facebook that I follow, and so many people are so depressed and don't know what to do with themselves and all that, you know. And I just want people to know there's things out there, you know. You just gotta look, but here it is, and I'm presenting
it for you. You know, those folks, they were probably focused on their kiddos, you know, and like this TTR networking, it's a whole world, you know, that Jennifer's opened me up to, and I'm just so thankful. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so then you started the Start Your Week, and that's every week as well. Yes. And anyone can join that.
Anybody. Yes. It's free. Awesome. It's just so exciting. It's just, I can include that link. And we have a private Facebook group, and I'm trying to get better about more inspiration. I love the memes, you know, that make you smile. And there's this one with that Lainey, my younger one, finds fun things for me. And it's Jeremy Renner. I don't know if you know who Jeremy is. Mm-hmm. You know who he is. He's so funny. And it said something like, mindfulness can be a nap or something. Mindfulness, my nap is my mindfulness or something like that. So I want to post that, you know, it's things like that. And just that I've learned so much about the meditations and how it can calm you and help you focus. And, you know, I'm not a licensed, you know, licensed meditation expert, but I've done a lot of research and, you know, and it's just, it's very low key, you know, it's just the idea just to kind of slow you down enough to, you know, enjoy that morning, take that 30 minutes and be surrounded by community of like-minded women. So,
And I'm working during that time when it's on, but even, you know, at work, sometimes I'll go through and can't necessarily watch the whole thing, but I'll listen to bits and pieces. And even that just gives me a breath of, you know, a minute, like of, you know, not meditation, but of calming, you know, and
that's all you know. And I wish I would, and actually it's funny because I use that with my girls, you know, if they have like a stressful moment, I'm just like, just sit somewhere, just take three breaths in. And then another friend, Nadia, taught me, think of three things you're grateful for, you know, and if you can write them down, even better. And then, you know, if you're still stressed, think of three more, you know, and it can just be as easy as I am thankful for my warm home. You know, I'm thankful for my computer working. You know, and I mean, it's just, you know, I think it's like the art of distraction, you know, it gets your mind. Well, because one thing Nadia said is you can't have in your mind, you can't have the negative and the positive at the same time, you know, so if you take that positive, you know, focus on that, and kick that negative out.
So now you work exclusively at home then.
I've been lucky, knock on wood. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. That's very awesome. Thankful. It's just opened up my world with so many things and helping my girls, and their dad was sick for a while. So thank God. I mean, if I was in my old job, there's no way, you know, he was in the hospital like 5 hours away in Tennessee. And, you know, I'm just thankful.
Yeah. So what are your plans or, you know, dreams of when you are an empty nester? Do you ever think about what happens the next?
I'm going to party like it's 1999. I'm kidding. I will be sad. I think it'll be like a big miss, you know, I think, but there are things that I will prepare for, you know. We were just so lucky, you know, having a phone,
right.
You know, having a phone, the communication, and, but just my work, you know, I think I'll get to do more of what, you know, cause it's kind of limited, you know, what I can do. I don't know. I'll look for more volunteer, opportunities. That's one thing that I love to do. I love to, volunteer and help others. And, you know, it could be something, well, I was going to say right now what I do with Lainey. So her dad and I are divorced. Well, their dad, my girl's dad and I. And so we split 50-50. So I make lunches for Lainey on Thursday and Fridays. And I put extra food in there for her friends, just from having conversations, you know, like mm-hmm. extra water, you know, bizarre things like almonds and raisins, because one of her friends is a vegan. You know, you got to take care of that, you know, right, and, right. you know, cause some of their stories, I'm like, just put that in there. Don't even ask, just give it to them. Just, right, you know, just right. put them. But I love the volunteering. I got to volunteer when I worked at Leadvance, we did a softball Make-A-Wish, did like a softball tournament where we uh-huh. where it was business corporate teams got to be in it. And what we did like at our job is we hosted like a bake sale event. So this is pre-COVID.
Right.
Yeah. So we raised the money that way. And then like we raised money. Cause I think you raise money for your team. So I think it was like our corporate team. And then there was like a Saturday and it was for a little girl and her family to go to Disney World. And, and we did it for 2 years. The first year I was just the cheerleader. The second year they needed another warm body on the field. I'm not athletic. And I'm like, all right, fine. Sign me up. They put me on third base.
Oh, geez, no pressure.
Somewhere else. Oh, I laughed more. And the rules are different than baseball. I love baseball, but the rules are different. And I'm like, oh, I missed that. And I would just laugh. I would just like, Nicole, you're supposed to catch the ball. You're supposed to, you know, like, I'm not getting hit by that ball. So that's on them. But it was fun. I love doing I volunteered at a church for teaching preschool. So back when Lainey was small and she was in my class, I would like follow her. Why not? Right.
Yeah.
And so things like that. I'd love to help out.
That's cute. I used to volunteer at a church too. And I taught like the preschool Sunday school class. It was a lot of fun.
Isn't it? I love that. I just love that group. They're just, I love all kids, but something about the preschoolers.
Yes. Yes. They're so honest.
Aren't they? Yes. Yes.
And I love volunteer work too. I always said, if I win the lottery, I'm going to volunteer full time. Well, maybe not.
There you go.
That would be what I would do. A different place each day. So that is very cool. And so, yeah, I would like to do that too, more volunteer work when, there's a couple things that happen on Saturdays around here. And I'm like, oh, I really would love to do that. But it just never works out with my daughter who's home. We're always busy. So I would like to do it with her. I think that would be fun.
Yes,
if we could get a chance to do that sometime. But I would like to do more of that. Mm-hmm. And any words of wisdom for those preparing for the empty nest?
Words of wisdom. I think other empty nesters that I've talked with, some of them, they, you know, they're sad, you know, cause they're going to miss, you know, but don't forget to celebrate the pride in the hard work, you know, and look for ways to connect in this time and age. Look at us, we're doing Zoom. You know, if you both have iPhones, you could do FaceTime. And you know, something you would think of as an empty nester with Lainey, with the hard work that she's been having, she needs that motivation sometimes at her dad's. And it's her idea. She's like, can I just FaceTime you? And I'm like, duh. Yes. You know, so I'll be working on my thing. She'll be working on hers, like right here.
Right.
You know, connect. I mean, care packages, you know, I would say prepare care packages if they're too far away to come mm-hmm. home every weekend, or, you know, plan fun times with them. I would, and just encourage them. I just enjoy it. It's a gift. It's
And you've done a great job. You've gotten them to this point. It's time to enjoy.
And this is your
you time. And what you want to do. It.
Exactly. Yeah. Come on at 9 a.m. We'll have some fun on Mondays.
Yeah.
Start your week.
Wow. Exactly.
Because you deserve it. And that's the thing too, that it was created because so much it's like, it was there. The time is there to get up early, but I don't know if we just don't feel we don't deserve it. We're too tired. We want that, you know, we deserve it. We deserve some self-care. We did, you know?
Yes.
So yes, know,
I'm glad I've discovered that.
Your friends.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad I've discovered that recently in the last few years, instead of waiting until, they're totally out, because sometimes it's a little lonely now when, you know, all of a sudden everybody's gone. You know, it happens more often as the older they get, you know?
Yes.
So it is nice to have some things to work on, like my Facebook page and my Instagram and the podcast and stuff like that. You know, it is fun to do, to have something that
what's so amazing, Brenda, which I don't know if you realize, your podcast, you know, and even things that you post, you know, on Facebook or Instagram, all the lives that you touch, you know, you might hear from some people, you may not, you know, you just the people, you know, the old me who is in the background,
right?
The last row, the last seat in the row, you know, and if anything, that's what I want to do too. You know, as we get more there, I want to thank people more. I want to have more time to show people how much I appreciate, you know, how they've touched my life.
Yes. So,
and my girls and everything. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know, like sometimes, you know, you're doing it and doing it, and then it's like, you know, you wonder, is anybody listening to this? You know, and you know, I put it all the time in, but then every once in a while I'll get, you know, an email or something, a little message saying, thanks so much for what you do, or, you know, I really appreciated this, or, and it's like so touching. It really is. So,
you embrace that. So. I tell you, take a picture of it. You know, send it to me. I'll put it on a postcard. I'll send it to you. And
talk about your postcards. You do that too.
There are postcards. There are cards. Something so inexpensive, you can create it on your own. You can create, there's an app for the phone or your desktop. And it's just an easy way to celebrate people. Yes. And I need to do it more. Send out cards.
Send out cards. I've even received a couple. It was just so touching and unexpected. And
well, I tell you, the one of your daughter, I mean, because it's neat. I have the honor. We're in one of our circles we're in. We talk one time a week almost. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sometimes one of, you know, can't always get on the call. Life happens. Right. But I remember, and it's like we live vicariously through you, you know, like before she went to, or maybe she was preparing for college, I think.
Yes.
And then I just happened to be scrolling through Facebook and I saw her picture, and it was her picture when her room was all set up. And I think you had left and returned home. And I mean, it was so cute. And I'm like, okay, she's probably going to think this is creepy, but I'm snapping a picture and I'm going to send it to her, and I will send you another one. So she has one too. I will, you know, so that's just some fun things, you know, you can do. And
yeah,
so there's so much.
That is fun. And it's fun to do and fun to reach out to people. Like,
especially
that
when you're going through all your mail, all your bills, and you're like, oh my God, that's my daughter.
Yeah.
What's she doing on a postcard?
You know, it's such a nice thing. It is, like, you know, people around here, you know, we live in the winter and they complain about their mailbox being knocked over, like from the snow plows and stuff.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, what are they getting that's so great? Because I haven't had anything good. Why do they care so much? It's so funny. But every once in a while, when you get an actual real fun mail, that's like so,
I'm so glad,
exciting, you know. For even now, I remember feeling the same way when I was a kid, and you know, when you'd get mail, grandma would send a card with a couple dollars in it.
Oh, even the money, right? But the worst thing you can ever tell me is, I'm sending you a card. Oh my God. Or sending you a letter. I will be by that mailbox every day. Exactly. I'm just crazy that way. So
yeah. So you can definitely do that too. Like our empty nesters. I mean, everybody loves to get fun mail like that. Exactly. So
yes. Awesome. Yeah, they're moments, you know, but the pictures, you can save it. You know, we call it refrigerator real estate. You know, you put it up there.
Yeah,
you got a real estate spot on the fridge. So
right. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here and sharing all that you do, and for, you know, giving us ideas of what we can do later on too.
You got ideas. You're so inspiring. Thank you.
Aw, so are you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. It was great having you here. If you like the Next Chapter Empty Nest podcast, please subscribe, submit a review, and share with others. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Next Chapter Empty Nest. Thank you for joining me today.